Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. Quarterbacks on the run, or more to the point, quarterbacks who are always a threat to run. The Patriots have faced a number of those types of quarterbacks this year, going back to the preseason against Philadelphia, and in the regular season, guys like E.J. Manuel and Geno Smith. Bill Belichick said this week that the Pats certainly spent time in the offseason preparing for concepts like the read option, knowing they'd have to face mobile option QBs this year. And that brings us to Monday Night Football, the Carolina Panthers, and Cam Newton. And it brings us to this week's opponent preview. It looks like it's all starting to click for Cam Newton. Now in his third year, after being the top pick in the 2011 draft for Carolina, the dual-threat product from Auburn has found his groove. In the Panthers' current five-game win streak, he's completed more than 67% of his passes, kept the mistakes to a minimum, and run the ball effectively. When he can do all that, at 6'5" and 245 pounds, he's a force that the Patriots will have needed every bit of the bye week to prepare for.
You talk about a guy his size, arm strength, ability, athleticism, at the quarterback position. So I think everything he's able to do makes him tough. You know, it's not a play that's dead, you know, when he drops back to pass and, you know, when he decides to run, whether it be a planned run or just a scramble, he's tough to get on the ground.
Newton has far and away the most rushing touchdowns for a quarterback in his first three seasons in NFL history, having long ago passed former Patriot Steve Grogan. Add Newton to a running back group that includes mainstays D'Angelo Williams and Jonathan Stewart, plus Mike Tolbert, and the Panthers have a challenging run game to defend.
Different styles, you know, they can hit the edge, they can run inside, quarterback that can run and scramble. He's that dual threat guy that, you know, when he's back throwing the ball, he can just pull it down and run for a first down, so that's always tough.
When Newton drops back to pass, he has options, like steady tight end Greg Olsen, the emerging Brandon LaFell, and former Dolphins first-round pick Ted Ginn. That trio has 8 touchdowns and nearly 1,200 receiving yards among them. But the focus of Carolina's passing game remains Steve Smith, one of just 2 Panthers remaining from Super Bowl 38 against the Pats. Smith leads the team in receptions and yards, and, oh, by the way, should reach top 20 on the NFL's all-time receiving yardage list in the next few games.
Ultimate competitor, you know, when you think of Steve Smith, and he's definitely, like you said, yards after catch as well. So, you know, we got to wrap up, run your feet, you know, and if you think he's down, you know, so, you know, he gets out of it. You know, he finds ways to get out of it. So.
With all the guys they have with Smith, Fell, and Ted Ginn, and then you put that with Cam Newton's ability to throw the ball downfield and to keep plays alive, it's going to be a tough matchup for us in the secondary.
Well, this opponent preview was heavily focused on Carolina's offense, but the Panthers truly have one of the league's most dominant defenses, especially up front. Catch Jackie Britton's piece on how the Pats' offensive line matches up with Carolina's D-line, and we'll also touch on Luke Kuechly as well as we close in on Monday Night Football. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.